Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
104.5 The Zone's non-stop sports talk continues with a look at Nashville's teams and at news around the nation from the lead writer of 104.5thezone.com. This is
The Big Six.
The Big Six with Jason Martin, presented by Renter's Warehouse.
And here we go.
And here we go indeed. Straight up, 6:01 by my clock means it's time for the one and only Big Six here on 104.5 The Zone. Glad to have you with us. Blessed to have you as a part of my audience. My name is Jason Martin. You can find me on Twitter at JMartZone. Correspond with me there. You can correspond with this show at 615-737-1045. That's 737-1045. I'll just ask the question right now. Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill, you can only have one. Which one do you want and why? Call me and tell me tonight. And I'm about to answer the question for you, I think, before we even get there. Plus, I want to talk about the Cowboys debacle from last night, a huge weekend in college football with some games tomorrow night that might not even matter by the time they're played. Not that I expect the Georgia upset tomorrow, but because of their defense, you can't count them out. I still think LSU is the best team in the country. I'll try to make that case again. And we might take a little of a pop culture diversion, if you will, an exit ramp into the world of movies and TV a little bit in the final segment today. But the question on everybody's mind as the Titans continue to win, and look, this could change real quick over the next month if it goes south, especially if it goes south from one of these two positions. But I honestly think it's only one where you really would say, okay, well, now the bloom is off the rose. And that's Tannehill, just because we don't know enough. But the schedule that the Titans have coming up, remember I told you that the way that I would pick games on this show for the Tennessee Titans for the foreseeable future, my expert analysis would consist of flipping a quarter out of my backpack, and Titans always have heads, and if it comes up heads, then I'll say they're going to win. And I think that that's about as effective as any other method to try and determine what's going to happen with such a Jekyll and Hyde inconsistent football team. They've got the Raiders, then they've got Drew Brees and the Saints coming here. But between that, they're basically the Saints sandwiched between two games with the Texans. Those two Texans games likely going to determine the division. I think the Titans right now are a better team, or they're playing better than the Colts are, and they have trust in Tannehill that the Colts don't have right now in Brissett. Now, you got to give Brissett a little bit of a mulligan, a little bit of leeway, because when you don't have your top flight wide receiver, and they're banged up. I mean, they don't have Marlon Mack either, but not having T.Y. Hilton is a big deal, and you're seeing why right now. But between Tannehill and Derrick Henry, you could only have one. Don't call me and tell me we got to find a way to keep both. I'm aware that that would be the ideal scenario. If you can only keep one, which one would you keep? And why? 615-737-1045. Now I want to talk about the standings in the NFL and maybe answer this question, at least from my own vantage point. Ryan Albanese, by the way, is behind the glass spinning the dials radio style for me tonight. He'll do a great job as gatekeeper if you want to call and chat with me. You can also tweet me your thoughts at JMartZone. But I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the standings right now. I'm just looking at the AFC currently, okay? The top two in each division. I want to run through those teams, and then I want to ask you what those teams have in common. In the AFC East right now, the Patriots are 10-2, the Bills are 9-3. In the AFC North, the Baltimore Ravens, of course, are 10-2, and the Steelers are 7-5. In the South, the Texans are 8-4, the Titans are 7-5. And in the West, the Chiefs are 8-4. And the Raiders are 6-6. So that's 8 football teams. That's half of the American Football Conference. What do all 8 of those teams have in common? How many of their starting running backs could you name without looking it up? You know Derrick Henry. Maybe you know the Texans. Who is Baltimore's? It's Mark Ingram. But Lamar Jackson is there as well. And of course, he's on a rookie deal. The Steelers let their big money guy go and kept Connor. The Patriots, it's Sony Michel and it's any number of other people from year to year. Who's the running back for the Bills? The Chiefs, of course, let Kareem Hunt go because of off-the-field issues. Who do they have right now? And then the Raiders have Josh Jacobs, also on a rookie deal. So what is it that those 8 teams have in common, the ones that are winning right now, that have the best chance to make the postseason, either to win their division or to make it in as a wild card? Those 8 teams have something really simple in common. None of them paid for a running back. None of them. And then you look underneath, 4-8 Jets. You know what they did? They paid for a running back. Le'Veon Bell, can't miss, right? They're 4-8. And it's not like he's been bad. But when you're paying for a running back, it's almost like you're desperate. Let's go to the NFC. The top of the NFC East, because of last night, the Dallas Cowboys are 6-7 and lead that dreadful, no account, don't deserve to go to the playoffs division by a game over the Eagles, who are 5-7. The Packers are 9-3. They're good. The Vikings are 8-4. They're pretty good. The Saints are 10-2. We know they're good. Next in the woeful NFC South, a tie at 5-7 between the Bucks and the Panthers. Then out west, you got the Seahawks at 10-2 and the Niners at 10-2. Okay? Then you got the Rams underneath them at 7-5. Dallas paid for a running back. They're not even 500 right now. They're 6-7. You saw that act last night. That was putrid. The Green Bay Packers have a good running back, but they didn't pay him big money. The Vikings have a good running back in Dalvin Cook, but he's still on a rookie deal. The Saints have Alvin Kamara, who they have not paid big money to. The Seahawks have like 3 or 4 different backs. You know this if you play fantasy. You don't know which one of them is going to score points, but let's say for the sake of argument, Chris Carson's your best bet. Who are the Niners running the football with? Matt Breida? And then you get to the Rams, 3rd in the division. They're 1-2 in their division. Have taken a huge step back, and what did they do? They paid a running back. So you got a 7-5 Rams team that paid money. And you got a 6-7 Cowboys team. And then the bottom of the NFC West is a 3-8 team, the Arizona Cardinals. You know what they did? They paid David Johnson. All the teams, pretty much, with the exception of the Cowboys, and it's hard to really even include them because they're 6-7 right now. All 16 of those teams, the top flight of every division in both conferences, have the same wonderful thing in common, which is they're not paying for running backs, because you don't win paying running backs in this league in 2019. Now I ask you again, Ryan Tannehill or Derrick Henry? You can only keep one in my scenario. I'm sorry you can't have them both. Maybe you will have them both, but not for the sake of this exercise. You can only have one of them. Which one do you choose? 615-737-1045. Let's go to Ryan in Lebanon. He's up first here on the Big Six. Ryan, what's up?
Hey, man. Love the show.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. So, in my mind, you've got to keep Ryan Tannehill just because he can throw the ball and he's consistent. And I'll hang up and listen and tighten up.
All right. Appreciate it. See, this is stunning, too. Think about the fact that the first call that we took, and I don't think it'll be the last, said you have to keep Ryan Tannehill. Who would have thought we would have said that at this stage in the first season he's been in Nashville as a part of the Tennessee Titans? When he got here, no one was talking much about Tannehill. There were still the Mariota believers out there, the Mariota truthers. They have all retreated and rescinded. They're, at this point, they are they're almost hobbits at this point. You can't find any of them anymore. They're all underground. Brett in Kansas City actually is up next. Brett, what's up?
Hey, J-Mart. Hey, great points. For me, at this point in time, I have to say Derrick Henry for two reasons. Number one, I feel like our offense is better structured for a runner like Henry. And for two, the offense right now is running through Derrick Henry. And I think without Henry, the whole offense, including Ryan Tannehill, would look nothing like it does right now. So I think while it's hot, you got to keep rolling with the hot hand. Not saying Tannehill's not, but without Henry, it looks totally different.
Okay. And look, that's a fair point. And maybe here's a question for all the people that are going to call. And I see we've got a couple on the line. We're about to take a break, but I'm going to try to get to Steven before we get to that break. And people are tweeting me as well. If you're going to take Derrick Henry, tell me where you would have him slotted in terms of backs in this league right now. Is he top five? Is he top three? Where do you have him placed? And then you have to look at this. Tannehill's obviously not top five in the NFL as a quarterback. He's probably not top 10 in most people's eyes, despite how good he's been in this stretch, okay? But you don't say, oh, well, you got to keep this guy because he's one of the best running backs in the league and this guy's an average quarterback. You still can't do that. I'll give you one tweet that was sent. Stace sent me a tweet here and says, you keep Henry because a great running back can make an okay quarterback good, but a great quarterback can't make an okay running back great. Okay, here's the thing. A great quarterback can't make an okay running back great. I mean, I guess that is true. I don't know that that analogy totally washes. A great running back doesn't make an okay quarterback good in the NFL very often. Now, we saw when Gurley was healthy, Jared Goff looked a lot better. But then they got more film on Jared Goff and Sean McVay together, and maybe that's been part of it. Also, the Rams last year were unnaturally healthy. They suffered almost no big injuries outside of the Cooper Kupp, and that was substantial, but it was one of a minute number. And now you're seeing some of the teams this year that are doing the best. Look at their health. That's not something that generally sustains from year to year. Henry may be a great running back. He's a great running back that, and Buck Rising said this yesterday, when we were hosting 3HL, and it was a really good point. Derrick Henry's been knocked for not being able to catch and for blocking issues, and the blocking issues may still be there, but he has not had a drop since Tannehill became the quarterback, which I find interesting because he didn't seem to be able to catch at all when eight was under center. How do you explain that? Let's take one more call. Then Drew and Josh, hang with us. We will get to you as soon as we get back, but let's take Steven in Goodlettsville. He's been on the hold for a couple minutes. Steven, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good.
My answer is going to have Derrick Henry back for reasons being that he has been the most consistent thing in our offense the last 4 years when he's used right. And even when Mariota was struggling and the defense was stacking the box, he was still putting up pretty decent numbers, probably 70 yards per game earlier on in the season. He opens the offense up in a different way as to where they know that they have to focus on Derrick Henry, but you can plug in any of these really decent free agent quarterback this next year and still have the same kind of game plan that we've been rolling out with. And I would put Derrick Henry as top three running back.
Top three. Who else is in that list?
I would say Dalvin Cook and I can't think of another one.
Would you have had Dalvin Cook and or Derrick Henry in your top three last year?
No.
Okay. Only reason I asked that question, and thank you for your phone call, Steven, is it seems to change, doesn't it? The best running backs in the league don't tend to be the best running backs in the league for very long. New guys come in, guys get hurt. It's one of the shortest tenured careers in all of professional sports, barely over 3 years. A lot of them don't make it to the three-year plateau. So you have to factor all that in as well. And I'm not saying Dalvin Cook might not be a stud for the next half decade and Derrick Henry might not be one of the greatest running backs of all time. Not saying that at all. I'm saying the odds aren't necessarily with that being the case. 615-737-1045. That's how you reach the program. We got Drew, we got Joshua, and we got Josh. Those are two separate people. You guys hang on. We'll get you when we come back. You can also tweet me at JMartZone. You can only keep one, Derrick Henry or Ryan Tannehill. Which one? And then if you take Derrick Henry, where do you have him slotted in terms of your ranking of him as a running back in the NFL. We'll be right back. It's a Big Six here on a Friday on 104.5 The Zone. Welcome back. It's a Big Six here on 104.5 The Zone. Glad to have you with us. My name is Jason Martin. I'm on Twitter at JMartZone. You can always find me there. We are brought to you by Renter's Warehouse. They're dedicated to helping homeowners benefit from the rental boom by renting their homes the easy way. Renter's Warehouse. You can't buy happiness, but you can rent it. I asked a simple question. Then I laid out a case, which you may disagree with. And we've got loaded phone lines. If you hear anybody drop off, you can join the program at 615-737-1045. In my exercise, and I'm not even looking at it from a money standpoint yet. I'm looking at it from a, you can only keep one of these guys, Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill, which one do you want? And if you take Derrick Henry, I want to know where he sits in your ranking of current NFL running backs. Let's go to Drew in Goodlettsville. He's up first this segment. Drew, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir.
Happy holiday to you.
Same to you.
Thank you. Derrick Henry.
Okay.
Rank him number one.
Okay.
And the reason why is because all these backs that you have named, they don't have durability. They are hurt or have been hurt. And Derrick Henry has not been. He may be banged up a little bit, but when November and December come, defensive backs don't want to tackle that monster. And I said he's the best back to me since Chris Johnson. So I rank him right now as the best back in the NFL, bar none. He's already third in rushing, and he's creeping up to McCaffrey and going to get to him in the next few weeks.
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. And look, it's okay to take Derrick Henry, even if I'm looking at both of them, and I can see reasons why you would and reasons why you wouldn't. I don't want Tannehill 4 years from now. I don't see this. There are some blemishes there. Things that aren't necessarily making all that much sense. I saw David Beauclair, our good friend here on the station, writing a piece talking about what Tannehill said on Wednesday. He said, for me, it's a head-down process of taking advantage of the week. I've seen how this thing goes, the waves, the ins and outs of the season. So if you start taking a step back at this point, then you're doing a disservice to your teammates and to yourself of opportunities you could take advantage of this week. So really just trying to lock in on the Oakland Raiders and do everything I can to prepare for them. What that says, and he talks about how these are good times, but the way Beauclair writes it, he says, but not so good that he has any plans to alter his posture. Ryan Tannehill knows what I think we all know inside. Even Ryan Tannehill didn't know Ryan Tannehill could play this well. None of us did, I can promise you that. Now, he had stretches in Miami where he looked the part. Health was maybe his biggest concern. But they still let him go. Ryan Tannehill's not taking this for granted, and I think that's the best thing about him, is that he realizes eventually, I'm not saying it's coming crashing down and he's going to become terrible. I don't think he is terrible. But you can't base your life on the best possible scenario, and you can't base it on the worst possible scenario. That's one of the biggest reasons I did not want to see pass interference become reviewable the way that it did in the wake of what happened in the NFC title game, because I felt like that's the worst call we've ever seen, maybe in organized sports, in America at least. You can look at the Russia-U.S. basketball thing, and that's a totally different deal. I'm talking about in a legitimate deal. Totally blown call. The worst one I think any of us have ever seen. And they changed the rule based on that call. And I don't think that that's the way that we can live our life. We can't base how we act, what we do, on the worst possible thing that could ever happen that's only happened once in the history of the sport. And then I say, what Ryan Tannehill is real? Is it the dude that Miami couldn't wait to get rid of? Or is it the guy that is really doing a fantastic job for the Tennessee Titans? And you know what the answer is, folks. It's right in the middle. And that makes this a tough thing to try and figure out, quite frankly. We got two Joshuas. and then we'll get to Mike and Bill. We'll go to Joshua in McMinnville up next. Joshua, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to begrudgingly take Tannehill. I think that, and now, granted, I'm an Alabama football fan, so I think Henry was underutilized early. I know Murray was a stellar back, and that's where he needed to be. But now, from what happened at the end of last year and going into this year, and like you said, he's not brought the pass since Tannehill's been in there. I watched him catch those screen passes in college, too. No, he's not, you know, Le'Veon Bell out of the backfield or, you know, something like that. But he's still serviceable there, too. But the reason you go with Tannehill is because this is the National Football League. It's big picture. And running backs do have a shelf life.
Yeah,
he's been used sparingly in those first 2 years and more in these, you know, years. But it is what it is. Tannehill is going to give you a chance because we all know the quarterback is the general of the game. They distribute the ball, and it's just that's the way you need to go. But like I said, it's begrudgingly because Derrick Henry is a truck.
Yeah, look, nobody, we all love Derrick Henry. Like what we're seeing from him, unbelievable, and a really nice, just good young man as well. Like somebody that's really easy to root for. On top of everything else, if he wants to play his whole career here, and there's a way to make it happen, there's nothing bad about that. You just have to look at what's cost prohibitive and what makes sense and what's winning in the NFL right now. The other thing about Derrick Henry, let me point this out, and then we'll get back to the phones. Derrick Henry is not a running back that's going to maximize 9 carries or 11 carries or 12 carries. Derrick Henry, because of the way he is built to dominate in the second half. What are we seeing in the second half from Derrick Henry this year? I think he's got double-figure touchdowns in the second half. Like over 80% of his TDs have come in the third and fourth quarter. The third quarter has been money for him, actually. But why is that? Because the way he's built, nobody wants to tackle him anyway. When they get fatigued, then he can run over them, right? But because of that, his usage rate has to be extremely high. Now, usage rate is usually an NBA term, but I'm not using it in the same way that they do in their advanced analytics. But Derrick Henry needs about 20, 25 carries to get that 200 yards and be super effective and win FedEx Ground Player of the Week for the third time and the second time in 3 weeks, which was announced yesterday. And congratulations to Derrick Henry. He deserves every bit of it. But doesn't that worry you? Even if he's built like a truck, Cam Newton was built like a truck, I'm not sure he's ever going to be the same again. Derrick Henry is going to take a lot more hits, and his usage rate is such that he's going to have a lot more carries. If he's going to be effective, they're going to have to use him a lot, which means if you pay him, you're paying him to use him a lot at a position where using that position a lot usually really limits how long they're going to be playing football in the first place, because of the violence and the level of attrition, not just that the defense sustains while tackling him, but the guy being tackled, the victim of said tackle. It could shorten his career as well. Just another thing to think about. Josh in Smyrna up next. Josh, how are you?
Hey, happy Friday, buddy.
Same to you.
Hey, listen, I was listening to some of the callers. The other Joshua kind of hit on the same thing I was going to, but I'm going to go a different route. You know, I'm going to go the Tannehill route, and the reason why, you know, you see running backs, fullbacks, they come into the league. Your star ones like Chris Johnson, right, like Derrick Henry, you know, all these guys, you know, when they go out and they run the ball, they start getting players of the week. I mean, why do you think they're doing that? It's contract time. It's what's going to happen next year. I need, you know, look, a lot of players come in this league to play football, all right? They all start playing football at a younger age, okay? They go through school, they go to college. You're blessed to be an NFL football player, okay?
Yeah.
But there's a lot of them that's in the game for the money now, okay? Look, Tannehill, I'm a huge Pats fan. I live here in Nashville, so I do support the Titans. And I called it week two. I said, man, put Tannehill out there. And I'm on the Tannehill bandwagon because I saw it. Being a Pats fan, we play him twice a year, okay, when he played. The guy's got more experience, okay? And listen, is he the franchise quarterback for the Titans? No. He's a veteran right now. I don't know how much longer he'll be here. I can't put a franchise tag on him. I can't put a dollar amount on him. When it comes to Derrick Henry, I mean, it's going to happen again, just like it did with Chris Johnson. When I believe it or not, when Eddie George was here, I love Eddie George. Eddie George is a runner, man. But when they got paid, what happened? You know?
Yeah. I mean, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, and I hate that, but there is a shelf life to it. But importantly, there's also a wallet to it. And these guys are out here showing out because they, I mean, look, yes, they want to help the team. They want to win. Of course they do. Everybody wants to win. But, you know, if it's going to benefit them, if it was picking Tannehill or Henry, I'm going to go with the quarterback, not the running back, because who knows? There's somebody on the practice squad. There's somebody sitting on the bench. There's somebody somewhere that we don't know about. If you give them the right situation and the right offensive line, Taylor Lewan, if you give them the right surroundings, anybody can run with the ball, man.
Okay.
I mean, I know that sounds cliche, but look, you said something a second ago. He is a second-half player, right? Why is that? Because the only reason why he can cut through them holes and push people down is because all the defense is tired.
There's something to that. Yeah, I mean, there's something to that. I appreciate the call, Josh. We're a little bit past the break, so I had to let you go there, but those are valid points. Here's another one, just to throw this out there. I told you Derrick Henry has to carry it a lot. He's had 232 carries this year, which is near the top of the list. Not quite the top, but pretty close. I'll tell you what list he is at the top of, though. Lost fumbles. He's tied with two other players. Chris Carson of the Seahawks, who has one fewer carry than he does, and Derek Carr, who, of course, we're going to see as a quarterback of the Raiders against the Titans on Sunday. And then in fumbles overall, Derrick Henry is tied for third. Other than Chris Carson, you don't get to another running back until eighth. Josh Allen has fumbled more than anybody 7 times. Carson at 6. Then you got Derek Carr, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Derrick Henry, and Deshaun Watson all at 5. And think about how many times the ball is in the hands of the quarterbacks. And then you think about Derrick Henry. And I'm not saying you don't pay him because he fumbles a lot. I'm just saying you have to take a lot of things into consideration when it comes to this. The shelf life of running back is still the biggest one. Another one I will explain by drafting a running back too high, which you can also do. I see Mike, Scott, Bill, and Chris hang with us. We got to take a break. We'll get to your phone calls next. It is the Big 6 on 104.5 The Zone.
Zone.
Welcome back. You're on a Friday, finishing up your work week. It's the Big 6. We're into December. It'll be Christmas before you know it, folks. Titans, hopefully going to give you a Christmas gift, making it into the postseason. They got to win, and the schedule is not favorable to that. But they have everything within their power, with 2 games against the Texans, with the Raiders on the road, and the Raiders struggling over the past couple of weeks, which should scare you to death, quite frankly, because they're still in the thick of it. And you've got to beat them because they're another team that's right there with you in that wild card range. That's that Bills loss coming. I said this yesterday, and you've heard, if you've listened to me for any length of time this season, you know that I've said this for a while. I think that Bills loss is going to be the one that you're going to point to in about 4 weeks and say, that's why we didn't make the playoffs. And yeah, that was a prediction for me that you're not going to. But would love to be proven wrong. And they have... they can control their destiny to some degree right now, and that is the best that you can ask for considering where this team was before that quarterback change. Let's go to Mike in Murfreesboro. He's up next here on the Big 6. Mike, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say I think they complement each other, but I would have to look at the overall team production, and you got to look at the beginning of the season when they was not doing so well. Henry was playing. And thing got much better whenever Tannehill was playing, so I would have to go with Tannehill.
Okay. But, look, that's a matter-of-fact way to look at it. If you want to come up with a reason against that, and the best way, folks, to win an argument or to be well-rounded and to be able to discuss something is to also be able to argue the opposite point. And if you want to make a case here, you can say that Luan being gone for the first month didn't put Marcus Mariota in a very good spot during that time frame. And even after he came back, it took a couple of weeks for Luan to actually get back really into the mode of what was going on. And look, I'm not defending Marcus. You know where I've been on Marcus. I've been about as bearish on him as anybody in this market for a couple of years now. But that would be the argument against it, if you wanted to say that. If you wanted to look at it and say, well, they started winning when Tannehill was in. But Derrick Henry wasn't a reason that they weren't winning, if you wanted to go that opposite direction. Scott is in a car. I don't know what kind of car, but Scott, what's up?
Hey, buddy. I have one request, and then I'll give you my take.
Okay.
My request is bring back the episode numbers. So miss those.
Did I do episode numbers?
Yeah, when you first started, episode 26.
Oh, you know what? I did. You know, look, man, I'm glad that you're you know, you go way back into the greatest hits vault. I didn't even remember that. Maybe we'll do that. That's a good idea, as a matter of fact. It actually lets me know how long I've actually had this job.
Number two is you got to go with Tannehill. And the reason why is I need Henry to quit mauling my team. As a Jags fan, it is just unbearable.
Yeah, it's been bad for you, man. Sorry.
It's been bad.
Yeah, it has been.
I was at the stadium last year and saw the 99-yard run, and then turn around, and this year he's done it again. And it's like, man, can you just not stiff arm as much, maybe? Give us a chance to tackle you, but unfortunately, my sucky Jags don't do that. But, yeah, that would be my take. Tannehill's going to come back down to earth sooner or later, but unfortunately, against my team, Henry is the Achilles heel for me.
All right. So that almost basically saying he would take Derrick Henry, if you read between the lines there. Not that it was all that difficult to do. One other point about the running backs. I know we got Bill and Chris on hold, too, and we'll get to you. I was thinking about the New York Giants, and I've mentioned this on my Fox Sports radio show, which you can hear on Sunday mornings from 2 to 5. Well, you hear the first 2 hours live, and then you hear the third hour from 6 to 7 a.m. If you think about the Giants and you think about the running back position, quarterback you absolutely cannot win without for very long. You might be able to win a couple of games, but you're not going to be successful for very long in the National Football League without a quarterback. There is no more important single position in American sports than a quarterback of an NFL team. In college, look, those quarterbacks, sometimes they're athletes and they do all sorts of crazy things, and then they can't do anything in the pros because they couldn't throw to begin with. You got running backs at Wisconsin for years and years and years and years and years that put them in the Big Ten championship game. You can name like Hornibrook because he's played recently at Wisconsin, and maybe a couple of other guys, Russell Wilson, but I always equate him to NC State, not just because I went there, but also because he was only at Wisconsin for a year. But generally, the Wisconsin quarterbacks aren't what you think about. You can win running a lot in college. As you get higher up, it seems like you have to be able to have a quarterback to win more. You don't have to have a great quarterback to win in high school. We're seeing that in Cookeville. Not that those guys are bad. I'm just saying that you can win other ways. In college, it helps to have a quarterback, but when you've got a Taylor or somebody who can run for 200 yards for the Badgers, you're still going to win a lot of games. You get into the NFL, it just doesn't last for very long. So I think about the Giants, folks. The Giants, who now have Daniel Jones at quarterback, who's banged up. It looks like Eli's going to have to come out of retirement and have a little bit of a farewell tour for a couple of weeks at least. Last year, when they drafted Saquon Barkley, they should not have done that. And the reason why, and I said it at the time, and I can flesh out the analogy a little better now, is that they didn't have the luxury to draft Saquon Barkley. It's not that Saquon Barkley wasn't a fantastic football player. We know how good Saquon Barkley is, but how many wins is Saquon Barkley translating to right now? Vegas lines, which I don't really care about, but I can just for the sake of context, Vegas lines don't move at all based on running backs. Virtually at all. Maybe a half a point for Todd Gurley last year, and that was about it. But if you don't have a quarterback, then you don't have the luxury to go pay for a running back. It's that simple. Ask the Giants. The Giants went and they grabbed the sports car, but they did not have their bills paid first. And then the bills came due, and they did not have the money to pay that, meaning a quarterback. I'm not saying they didn't have the money to pay a quarterback. I'm saying the quarterback here is the Bills. You have things that are necessities, okay? You have to go buy groceries. You have to put gas in a car, or you have to find another way to get to work. You have to have a job to begin with. If you're lucky enough and blessed enough in this life to have a roof over your head, take inventory of that, by the way. But those are things that are needed in your life. And then there's luxuries, man. There's a Nintendo Switch that you want. Or in this case, there's that sports car. There's that really pretty sports car that you want to show off, that you want to drive during that summer. But if you don't have the rest of that stuff, if you don't have a good roof over your head and you've paid off whatever needs to be paid off there, if you've got all this money that's outstanding, if you've got medical debt, if you've got all this stuff and you haven't taken care of that, then you should not be buying a Ferrari. You don't have the luxury to buy the toy. And a running back in 2019 is a toy. So here's really the nuts and bolts of this argument for Tannehill versus Henry. And I see we still got calls, and we'll take them right till the top of the hour. Do you think that you have the quarterback in Tennessee? If you do, and you think that you can have him and still pay Derrick Henry and not lose everything else, then you can pay a running back. But if you don't think that Ryan Tannehill is a quarterback 3 years from today, then there is no question right now that you need to be looking for a quarterback, but you need to not overpay for Tannehill, but you can't worry about Derrick Henry until you have that shored up. You just can't. I can tell you the top 10 running backs right now in the NFL in terms of the money that's being paid. Duke Johnson's number 10. Lamar Miller's number 9. Leonard Fournette's at 8 right now. Jerick McKinnon, who hadn't played in like a year and a half, is 7. Saquon is 6. Devontae Freeman's 5. Then you get David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell, Todd Gurley, and Ezekiel Elliott. Where does Henry fit in? Do you think you have the quarterback? If you don't, then you shouldn't pay either one of them, because you need to have that money stockpiled to find a quarterback. If you think Tannehill is the guy, then you better pay him, because you can't overpay the right quarterback. You can definitely overpay the wrong one. Talk to the Jacksonville Jaguars twice about that. Sorry, Scott. But you can overpay a good running back. You can definitely overpay an average running back. Derrick Henry might be a great running back, and I still think you can overpay him. I don't know if you can give him 10. I definitely don't think you can give him 12. If you can get him at 9, 9.5, I don't think you can, or you should let him test the market, because you can't break the bank for a running back and expect to win. It's just that simple. Running back has to be a piece later on. Quarterback's the one that makes sense. We got a couple of calls on the line. We'll take our final break. We'll come back. We'll get to Bill and Chris. This is a Big Six on 104.5 The Zone. Final segment is going to be brief. I'm going to get these two phone calls. We're brought to you by Renter's Warehouse here on the Big Six. I'm Jason Martin on Twitter at JMartZone. They're dedicated to making renting your home easy, fast, and worry-free. Renter's Warehouse, you can't buy happiness, but you can rent it. Tomorrow, by the way, noon to 2, Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro. You can come see me at the Sprint store. We are collecting toys for the Toy Field Toy Drive, which is just awesome. Benefits, Salvation Army's, Forgotten Angels. Man, there were a lot of toys last year. I took some photos. I actually took a panoramic shot. There were so many toys. But you can bring, you know, obviously something for the kids or something for a senior. Bring it to the Sprint store, 1715 Old Fort Parkway. Come say hello to me. We'll be out there from noon to 2. And couldn't be for a better cause. No question about it. Hopefully going to put some smiles on a lot of people's faces. All right, let's get to a couple more phone calls on our way out the door. Bill in Clarksville. What's up, Bill?
Hey, Jamar.
Hey, man.
Definitely blessed beyond measure, man.
Appreciate you, brother, and it's good to hear that.
Yeah. So it's interesting, your argument, because I kind of feel like you're applying cold, hard facts to an emotional decision. From a fan's perspective, I think people get caught up in winning, and they want that to continue. And a lot of people make good arguments about, you know, should you keep Henry or Tannehill? And I vote for Tannehill because I think Mike said it before that, you know, when Marcus started the season, he wasn't playing very well. Now, there's a lot of reasons for that, but I think the team showed that it needed a different spark to make it work. And when Ryan Tannehill came in, he was the one that was able to ignite that. But the counter argument for Henry, in my opinion, and I think Drew said it, you know, his durability has been unquestioned from college into pros, and he's been there all season, and he's never dealt with any major injuries. So I would be concerned that that might be in his future with what you were talking about, the usage. But yeah. I think for right now, if you put it as a bottom line business decision, I think Ryan Tannehill is the best decision for this team.
That's fair. Chris, we only got 30 seconds, but I wanted to get to you. What you got for me?
Hello?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, listen, it was just, for me, Ryan Tannehill, specific to the Titans. They needed a spark right now. It's been a while since they've galvanized under someone, and he seems to really be leading this thing. So I think he'd be a good continuation of that maybe into next week.
All right, appreciate it. I'm glad we were able to get that in because I know he was on hold. By the way, that was me flipping a coin live on the radio. I said that's how I'm going to pick who wins every Titans game because I feel like it's still the safest thing. Maybe we're getting to the point where it's not, but Titans were heads, and it just came up heads. So guess what? Titans fans, go ahead and get exciting, and congratulations on another huge win for Ryan Tannehill and the Tennessee Titans, who will beat the Raiders based on my deep analysis of a heads or tails coin flip. All right, we send you to Fox Sports Radio. Come out and see me tomorrow in Murfreesboro at the Sprint Store. Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. God bless, and good night from the Music City.